I'll just read from Isaiah chapter 6 before Igor comes to speak to us. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the doorposts moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear indeed, but do not understand, and see indeed, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted and healed. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without a man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord has removed man far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and they shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. So nice to be here, and thank you, Brother Greg, that you read. It's a big pleasure for me to come from my cold country to your warm country, and it's really a blessing, believe me. So, okay. As you know, the book of Isaiah is very hard and complicated book, very hard to understand it. Because he speaks actually about sin, about repentance, about Jesus, about Redeemer. And it's very important that we understand what the book say to us, because this is God spoke through his prophet to his nation. You know, my people, but not always hear what God told them, right? So, you know, I have a friend in Israel that he has six kids. Well, actually, he's a pastor, and it's very strange. He has six kids, so once I asked him, how do your kids behave to you? What is their attitude to you? And he replied to me, like to God. And I asked him, okay, this is interesting. What do you mean? He told me, when I ask something, they don't do nothing. But when they want something, they always come to me. This is, my Jewish people is always make these things, you know, when they need something, they remember there is a God. So in this chapter, especially today on the Easter time that many people are actually celebrate the resurrection from the dead, and this is what really important, because of his death and resurrection, we are a new creation in him, and this is what we need to celebrate, because he raised from the dead, he is the only one from all religion that his tomb is empty. And praise God for that, you know. And this is what we need to celebrate, because there was a resurrection, this is the bright Messiah that speak in the scripture in the Old Testament. So on this chapter, I want that you will see actually the holiness of God. Actually, will affect how holiness of God affects on us as we're living here. Sorry, it's very hot. You see, as a... So... I hope that we will see three points in this chapter. And the first point I called regret or repentance. God hold. I lose connection with God or with you?
No, no, with God.
So, the first point, you know, that we can see here in this chapter, this is actually what leads us to regret or repentance. And people don't always love it. A lot of people actually running away from repentance. You remember when Jesus went to serve his people, he spoke actually from Isaiah 61 verse 1. He said that the Spirit of the Lord on me to go and preach the gospel. And the word of God, this is actually to the people who humble, people who have broken hearts. And when Jesus spoke to the Jewish people actually want to kill him. Why? Because they don't feel that they're humble. They don't feel that they have broken heart because they have pride. They were thinking that we are a chosen people of God and that's it. That's enough. And this is what happened today. The same when I'm going to share the gospel with my people, with the Jewish people. Well, you know, I live in Israel and have a lot of Jewish people also there. You know, in every corner I can find. So this is what I see today, the same. We are the chosen people of God and we don't need Jesus or to do something for Jesus. But we can see that how Isaiah actually explained his situation, yeah? He says in verse 5, woe to me. Woe to me. You understand that he's actually in the problem. You remember on the beginning on the chapter, he speak about seraphim. And this is angels in very light level, in very high level. And when they're coming to the presence of God, what happened? When they're coming to the presence of the Holy God, they close their faces, they close their legs. And we need to understand this is angels. Even them cannot be in the presence of the Holy God. And will people coming to the presence of God, this is actually should to bring them to point of regret or repentance. And this doesn't just happen like this. This is actually what we need to happen. Because people stand before God, they actually understand that they are sinners. And this is what we need to understand. We are sinners. You know, the sin is the main enemy of our happiness, the main enemy of our joy, of our shalom, our peace inside, the main enemy for our hope on our future. So dear friends, brothers and sisters, the sin is always live inside us. And this is the reason why we must and need to come to the presence of God every day, every hour, and every minute. He reminds us who we are, and he reminds us who he is. And this is the reason why Jesus asks that we remember what he did on the cross. Because not only our sin was upon him, the sin of the whole world was upon him, and he became a curse for us. You remember it says in the law of Moses, curse the man hung on the tree. And this is what Jesus was. He became a curse for you and me. But most of the people, they actually run away from regret. Why? Because they think that without regret or repentance, it will be a more easy life. Sometimes people are afraid from repentance because they doesn't know what to do with it. They need to change their lifestyle. And not everyone ready to do it. But in this book, God actually show us what must to be happened by his way, when we're coming to God. It says also here, you know, when the sound of their voices of the seraphim, the doorpost and threshold shocked. Just imagine in your mind a picture what happened over there. The Holy God over there, and it's wow. It's amazing because this is the presence of God, of the God. And something almost the same was happened on the mouth of Sinai. You remember that God take the Jewish people from the slavery from Egypt and he brought them to the mouth of Sinai and he wanted to give them the law. So this is exactly what happened on the there. a lot of noise, a lot of, wow, the glory of the God. And just imagine what happened also there, because the presence of the God, this is something that we cannot experience. I don't have any words to say to you. And the people over there, the Jewish people, they stand over there near Moses, and they actually told him, you know what? You go to speak with God. We will be here, and we will listen what God tells to you, and we will do it. And I think Moses also was afraid, because this is speaking about the holiness of God. And if you remember, actually God told to Moses that he will say to his people, prepare yourself for 3 days before you meet me. And again, after 3 days, they don't come to the presence of the God, because they understand they are sinners. You know, the number 3 is very interesting, because the seraphim is singing holy, 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 right? The triunity, distinct God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, preparing the people, it says, for 3 days. Jesus was die for 3 days, and on the third day was resurrection. So this is amazing, that because we have not only one God, he actually have his Son that he sent to die for us, and by his Spirit he made us a new creation. Amen? Because the sacrifice that was over there. So when Isaiah stand over there before God's throne, and as he approaching to the holy God, he sees more clearly his sinful nature. And this is his reaction. Woe is me, for I am lost. And believe me, Isaiah really understand this word. Because he actually, the chapter before, chapter 5, he actually speak to his people, because he see his people, they standing deep, deep in the sin. They're drinking, they doesn't want to go by the will of God. And you need to understand, this is actually a prophet speak and warn and give them a warning from the God, because they're sin. And now he himself standing before God, and he said to himself, woe to me, for I am lost. And he really understand, he see the reality of the life. This is the reality that understand us, help us understand that even if you think that you are righteousness and you are a good person, when you stand before God's glory, we're still sinners. And this is a prophet. This is not just a simple man. This is a prophet that God chose him, right? And when he stands before God present, he understands that he's the sinners. You know, and he's the sinner. Sorry. Oh, sorry for my English, yeah? You okay with my English? I can go Hebrew, you know? Why not? It's written on Hebrew. No? Okay. We'll stay with English. Okay. Praise God. You know, a lot of people, when I speak with them, they say to me, well, Jesus was more than 2,000 years ago. Now this is different time. We need to be open for other things. But actually, that people forget that the holiness of God, how it was 6,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and seem today, is the same holiness of God. Amen? You know, it's very strange for me how the churches here and other places, they actually bless one-sex marriage in the church. And I don't know how God can bless a sin. The people forget about the holiness of God. They forget that God never changed. Yeah, the time is changed. And this is the problem, because the world came into the church. Not the church went to the world. Yeah, we just need to love everyone. We need to accept everyone. Yeah, I also love gay people, believe me. But I don't accept their lifestyle. I'm serving the Lord since 2007 on the streets of Israel, and I work with people who are living on the streets, addict people, homeless people, prostitutions, drug addicts, drug dealers, everyone. And I love them, believe me. I really do. But I don't accept their lifestyle. So I don't know how the churches actually bless sin into the church. They forget about the holiness of God. And we remember that the word of God, this is from the humble people, for people that have their hearts broken. Because even Jesus said on the Sermon of the Mount, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus took all the sins. Praise God. Praise God for that. Praise God that he was dead, that he was raised from the dead. But for us, that we will come to him every time, every day, every minute, and remind us who we are and who he is and the holiness of God. This is water, can drink?
Yeah.
Thanks. And the second point, what we see here in Isaiah chapter 6, this is actually cleanness from the sin. When a man find God, their regret must to lead them to a very important step. God give us the repentance, not for leave us in this situation, you know, to tell us you was wrong, you were all done, so you will stay here on the earth, I will believe in the kingdom. Not like that. God give us regret or repentance because he want to crush us for to raise us again. Amen. To clean us. You know, it's very interesting because here we see that the seraphim, the angel, he actually took a stone from the altar. The altar was bring always sacrifice. But all the sacrifice was symbolized only one sacrifice. The sacrifice of Jesus. Because this is the sacrifice was complete. For what? For the whole world. So he took the stone from there, he touched his lips, and he told him, your guilt is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. God cleans the broken heart people from the sin. And this is exactly what happened in our life, in the moment that we say the prayer of repentance. And the moment when we decide to invite Jesus to our life, he came and he want to clean us. You know, sometimes people, they think that other people will know about our sin. So people are afraid that the people will use our sin against us. And they think that God the same. But no. God will never remind us our sin. And the moment he forgives us, that's it. You are a new creation in God. Amen. He came for touch the most damaged point in our soul. Amen. His sacrifice actually was completed on the cross. And God wants to take this sacrifice and apply it to our life. So we can live clean life again before him. He's on the place number one. And this is what he's doing with Isaiah. It's very interesting because Isaiah actually doesn't bring some special sacrifice, right, for God. He doesn't do some something spiritual for God, right? He doesn't do nothing that he have a chance to be clean from the sin. And all of this happened because God wanted. It's the same for us. When we're coming to Christ, in the letter of Romans it says, nobody looking after God, right? But God sees us. He sees our hearts. And he gives us this regret. He gives us the repentance. Because why? We are his children. And he wants that we will come to him. God took people with regret, and He showed them who He is. He showed us who we are. He showed us our sinful nature, our weaknesses. And again, not because He want to laugh on us. He do it because He want to fix us. He want to raise up as a new creation. Amen. And what is important, He never tell us, I remember your sin. Believe me, before God saved me, I live a life, yeah? But I don't live a very good, very nice life. Yes, I'm born to the Jewish family. I know there is a God. But I never had personal relationship with God. And before God saved me, I had 18 years of criminal life. 18 years of using drugs. 8 years I was in prison. But praise God that someone came and shared the gospel with me. And He started to pray for me. And 2006, God found me actually. And He broke everything around me until I came to Him as a humble man, as a man with a broken heart. And by His grace, I'm His child today, I'm His servant today, and I have a chance to go and take His light again to the streets of Israel, especially the streets where the criminal living, you know, and share His light. And praise God for that, because God is real. And only God can change. Only God can create a new creation. And I am blessed because also I see the fruits of my work, how God worked through me. Maybe next time I will come and I will show with you more. Now it was... Today is the test. If it was good, maybe Pastor Jeff will invite me again. If don't, so sorry. Brother Greg, can you please read from Romans, letters to Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Dear church, brother and sister, dear family, this is the sacrifice of grace. Amen. He gave it to us not just because He loves us, not because we were so good or we were so nice people and we were living a good life. No, we don't earn it. This is the sacrifice of grace, that we have today a peace with God and we can come to Him. Through His sacrifice, after He cleaned us, is our hope, is our future, is our happiness, is our joy. Amen. And the last point on this chapter is actually God's command. After God cleaned Isaiah, what He did with him? He made him to His employed. And my dear church, to make him His employed of God, this is not only call for, you know, pastors, elders, prophets. No, this is call to every Christian who believe in Christ. Amen. You want that we will be come to Him to Him. Come to Him and work with Him together. Before Isaiah was clean, yeah, because before the angel was cleaning him from the sin, he was hearing the voices of God, of angels, right? Because there was called singing, holy, holy, holy. Amen? And this is a good worship. Well, praise God, we have a good worship here also. It was a blessing. And you have a very beautiful voice. But the worship in the kingdom is much, much. I still love you, but you need to understand, yeah. So he was hearing the worship of God, of the angels. They say, holy, holy, holy. And the angel took the stone from the altar, touched Isaiah's lips, cleaned him from the sin. And what happened after that? You remember? Isaiah actually started to hear the voice of God.
Only after God cleaned him from the sin, Isaiah actually hear the voice of God. What happened in our lives? And the moment that Jesus cleaned us from our sin, we can hear the voice of God. Amen? We can understand His word, because the Holy Spirit opened His word. He speak to us through a Bible, through our friends, well, brothers and sisters, to our pastors. And Isaiah hear His voice, and he asks, who should I send? After redemption, Isaiah has access to God. After redemption, we have also access to God. You know, when I look on the world today, I see the people living with a logo that said, I want to go, I'm going to the work. I don't want to do nothing on the work, and I want that we'll have a lot of money. I don't want to be responsible for nothing, but I want to that we'll have a good salary. Unfortunately, a Christian people living this with the same logo. I'm going to the church, but I want to do nothing in the church. I don't want to be responsible in the church. You know, in my church, when we say something, sometime after the service, please stay, we need to clean the place together. Yeah. It's always the same people, three or four people stay. When you wrote in the WhatsApp group, we have outreach today, who can come? It's quiet. But when they need something, they're coming. This is the logo. But if you look here on Isaiah, this is the best logo. Why? Because on the moment that he hear God said, who should I send? What he replied? Here I am. Send me. Here I am. And the Christian people don't live like this, unfortunately. When we, as I told you, when we have something, always they running away. But when Isaiah hear the voice of God, he actually realized that he facing someone that worth give his life to. He understand there is a God, and I want to be his servant. You know, on the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, yeah, it says in the book of Genesis that he created them in his image, right? And he did them that people, he made them that people will be in harmony with God together. Because they can hear him, they can understand him. But when the sin came, it destroyed everything. And this is how the people, the world living today. They don't think that they need God. They think everything is okay. But repentance brings us to the point that we can come to God and we can understand Him. And the same point how when Adam and Eve was in the garden. You know, if the person actually became a Christian and he has had born again and he doesn't know the taste of cooperate with God, this is like, you know, it's the same like you going buy a house. You're going to the bank. They give you money. You need to write, to give your signature 100 papers. I don't know how much. You're going to the lawyer. You buy a house. Everything okay. So you have the house, no? But what you're doing? You're living on the streets. This is the same. If you came to God and you don't have taste how to work with God together, it's the same like you are homeless. You're living on the streets. You know, a lot of people looking for satisfaction in other place. But God give us the privilege to be His cooperate with Him together, and that He redeem us for our sin. He make us as His kids. And this is a big privilege for us as people who were sinners. And today we can call
the children of God. And Isaiah became a volunteer to be employed of God. Amen. God don't tell him, look, Isaiah, I clean you now, and now you must work for me. No. He don't say it, right? He don't tell him, you was all done. You was finished. But the story here show us what happened in the soul of man. Because Isaiah told him, here I am, send me. Isaiah start to hear the voice of God. And as I told you before, he was hearing the voices of seraphims. And we need to understand if our we need to understand if our heart don't burn with desire to cooperate with God, sooner or later we will burn out. Again, if our heart doesn't burn with cooperation with God, sooner or later we will burn out. When the person meet God, he cannot live without him. Amen. And everywhere, and every place that you will go, you will look to serve him. This is a very special privilege for us as a Christian people. You know, some of the people think, well, I need to go to Africa, preach the gospel, many people will come to God, pray the prayer of repentance. But we can serve God in every place that God put us. Amen. To each one of us, we have a special call that we can go in serving the Lord, God, and bring glory to his name. Praise God that you went yesterday and give the tracts. It's very important for us as a believer to share the gospel, right? Because Jesus told us, go and make disciples. Amen? In all nations, it's very important for us to go and doing this. And believe me, also sharing the gospel, and this is not such easy job as you know, right? But we need to do it. You all here read the Bible, right? Yes or no? Yeah, okay. Do you remember the parable about the man that went into the field, they put the seeds, yeah? You remember? Okay, now the questions. What the Bible teaching us about this man? Not about what he did, that he went to the field. About this man, what the Bible teaching us? You just told me that you read the Bible, come on. Why it's so quiet?
There's another parable of the seeds, as in the rocky ground, the thorny ground.
Yeah.
And the devil. So that one.
The second one from Mark. What the Bible, don't change it to a subject. What the Bible teaching us about this man? You know what? No, not on obedience here, but about him. You know what? Nothing. You know why? Because this is not important. We doesn't know how old he was. We doesn't know what he did for his living. Yeah, if he was married, not married, we don't know nothing about him. Right? But what we know about him, that he was obedient. He went to the field, put the seed, returning home, and it says that he went to sleep because he doesn't know when the fruit will come up. And this is our job, brother and sister. Go, put the seed, and before we go, when we're going home, before we're going to sleep, just pray. All the hard work God will do. Yes, it will be a blessing if we will see the fruits. But if we not see the fruits, we will see them in the kingdom. But it was what more most important that we will be obedient to the God. That we went and did what he asked from us. Amen. And you know, look for when God told him to Isaiah, I'm saying to you, yeah? What he told him? What he told him? That you will speak and nobody will hear you. You hear, praise God, a good crowd, you know, because you smile. Maybe some of them tell me, praise God, Hallelujah, brother. Sometimes I'm going to the church, you know, I call them stone face, because when you preach, you don't see any reaction over there.
And when I see church like this, what I want to do? Finish my sermon quickly and run away.
And this is what happened here. God told
to Isaiah, you will preach, but no one will be hear you.
You will be speaking, but no one will see it. And this is the reality of today, right? What King Solomon wrote, this is nothing new under the sun. And this is the reality of today, brother and sister. You're speaking, but the people don't want to hear. The people doesn't want to react to the gospel. And Isaiah, as a normal person, as we are, right? He's asking a good question. He's asking God, how long, oh Lord? I was asking the same question. For how long? I need to preach and there will be no reaction. And what did the Lord tell him? Decades.
Decades.
And if you will see the life of Isaiah, he spoke 40 years preaching to the Jewish nation, 40 years, not a year, not a two, 40. And he doesn't see any change of the behavior of his people. But praise God that he was faithful. Yes. He was faithful to God and he went and preached and tell them about the sin, about redemption, about Redeemer, about Jesus. Hallelujah. So we need to be also faithful to the gospel. We need to go and share the gospel. And this is not an easy job, right? But this is the job of God. He gives us all the strength to go on and share the gospel. To be his ambassador in this world. And believe me, I also feel it when I share the gospel on the streets. And this is a unique ministry I have because I need to work with hard people, different people. But praise God that I'm faithful to him because he changed me. I love him and I want to serve him. And I want to bring glory to his name and not for me. You know, this is all happened because we meet the holiness of God. Because God clean us from the sin, right? He give us the prayer of repentance and he give us the command that we need to go and serve him. Why? Only because he's love. Amen? God is love, that's it. It's not, you know, it's very simple. It's not like it's hard to understand him, no. It's very simple. But he wants that we will be his light here on the earth. That we start here, build his kingdom. That we will go and share about him. You know, I love UK. Especially the weather here. In the morning it's so fresh. You know, in Israel it's hot. But here it's fresh. But look what happened in your country. And again, I love your country. Don't think me wrong. I love your country. But once it was called a Christian country. And what happened today? A small example. I was reading that in the 30 or 15 centuries, it was a law here in UK against homosexuality. They actually was killing people who was gay. Yeah. After many years, what happened? How the devil work? It says in the Bible, he's the lion. Yeah, he never sleep. Is the lion going to who can catch? After many years, what happened? If I will see a gay person today on the streets and I will go and tell him you're living your wrong lifestyle, he will call to police and police will can arrest me about hate crime. And who fault is this? You know? Of course. I'm not living here.
Well, we still don't bless.
Well, we're Orthodox country.
the Israel, a lot of Orthodox countries, so this is the reason why it's still not happening over there. But again, I don't want to tell you you're guilty, but yes, you're guilty. You need to go and share the gospel. We need to bring the gospel to the, you know, many people, including your family, including your friends, including people that you work with, they will never come here to the church to hear how people worship God. They will never hear what the pastor preaching or other person preaching the word of God, right? They will never come. Well, you know, because this is UK country and you have a lot of traditions, so some people will come on Easter, Christmas, wedding, a few funerals, but that's it. But this is your job, to take the gospel to them. Amen? So praise God what you're doing with the outreach. Continue to do. It's important that we will be faithful to God and we will continue to do and go share His word and His light with others. So please, I want to encourage you when you're coming back home, please read again this chapter 6 and think about 3 points what I spoke with you. Regret for redemption with Isaiah when he stands before the God throne, cleaning from the sin, and God commandments. And this is what happened in our lives. Someone tell us about Jesus. Sometimes we come, sometimes, well, people come, sometimes not. But in the moment they came, God gave them the repentance. He cleaned them from the sin. And He sent them to share the gospel. Amen. Thank you so much. I hope that you understand. If not, this is on Hebrew. I can repeat on my language.